Serving heads of state and government, yes, was granted immunity, and that is in relation with the African Court of Justice when it was given mandate to try a case relating to crime against humanity. But I should be quick to add that this is not in any way deviating from what is in practice, particularly in many national jurisdictions. Serving heads of state and government are granted immunity. But for the African court, and particularly for the African side, you will also remember that this is only for during the time they are serving. Those cases will remain active if there is crime, and these leaders will be tried once they leave office.
Is this a reaction to the International Criminal Court, which many people say that since its inception, many of the people it has tried are mostly people from Africa? Is this a reaction to the International Criminal Court?
I don't think one should talk about a reaction because, as I said, if you look at many jurisdictions at the national level, the heads of state and government are not indicted before their own courts. And so that is in line, and that is not just Africa. You go around the world, even where you are, the United States, that is the case. So that is not in any way a reaction. That is the reality of life.
As African leaders prepare to come to Washington, what message are you planning on bringing? August is almost around the corner.
I think it's a great occasion for Africa to enhance cooperation with the United States, the largest economy in the world. And Africa and the United States share a lot in common, in heritage and the cooperation in many areas. As you know, many Africans or people of African descent live in the United States. And so this is a good occasion for Africa to chart a new paradigm in terms of cooperation. And so summit that brings President Obama and many heads of state and government from Africa is an excellent opportunity to bring closer the two peoples, that is the United States of America people and African people. Our own preparation, of course, is to bring some content into the discussion that will take place. We already have an idea of the key issues that will be discussed, and that is investing in the future and also looking at the issues of peace and security, which are extremely vital and for which this is not really the first time that the United States and Africa are working together in those areas. But of course, this is now, as I said earlier on, would present an opportunity for Africa and the United States to enter into a formal framework on how to cooperate, because Africa has strategic partnerships with many regions in the world, with Europe, with Asia, even with Latin America. But this kind of relationship doesn't exist with the United States of America. And so this would be an opportunity for Africa to establish that kind of cooperation.